Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
We're live. Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worship George Mudry.
And Worship Brother Joe.
And Worship totally Brother Ken.
I have my headphones on.
You didn't give me much warning there.
What's technology hates George.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did. That's what I titled this one. Technology hates George. Why?
All disheveled over here.
It must be the sanitizer, but you smell freaking good.
It's the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
What?
Technology hates George. Why? Because we tried getting Tim Hogan on, which we're going to be doing next Sunday instead. And OBS doesn't want to play nice.
Yeah, the problem is we keep getting new hardware and software because we try to improve our game. And then we do that, we have to learn a whole new set of damn tools, and we don't give ourselves enough time to do that because we're stupid.
Especially when your computer explodes.
Yeah, we're simple men. Simple men.
We're going to just do an episode.
We're going to wing it.
There's a couple things I want to talk about.
I could talk about a lot.
I know you can. You've had a couple sodas, if we will.
Yeah. Well, it's been a good day. I started the day with what's referred to as a dry triathlon. So it's a 2,000-meter row, 300 different bodyweight calisthenics, and then you run a 5K immediately afterwards.
And you followed that by doing what?
A couple beers and a pizza.
Okay. You got to counteract all that healthiness.
Yeah. So I'm slightly dehydrated and had a couple beers.
Yeah. Tony V. It's all good. Live and learn.
So he's all fired up.
We learn a lot.
All fired up.
Usually by our mistakes.
Pretty much all we do is learn from mistakes. We don't really like accomplish anything.
We tend to make a lot of them. Thankfully, ours are brothers that, understand.
Jesus it. Christ.
I had to hiccup. Come on.
If we interviewed like Joe Rogan caliber celebrities,
they would not put up with
it. Yeah, no. We would have gotten like blacklisted.
Yeah.
But thankfully, worshipful brother Tim Hogan is very understanding.
Yep.
He's rescheduled for next weekend. So we'll have things straightened away by then.
Spoke to him on the phone too. Yeah. So
great brother.
Awesome. Good brother. So we're going to talk about what we did earlier today.
Oh, we are.
But first, let's do some housekeeping.
Oh my God! You know,
likes.
Just so you know, since we announced that Worshipful Brother Tim Hogan was going to be a guest on the show, we've had 71 new likes.
Jesus, that's awesome!
Like it's up significantly. I'll pull them up. I'll do the best I can to kind of try to figure out where they are and who we may not have mentioned, but. Yeah, there's a significant
71. So how about we just say thank you to the 71 rather than going down the names?
I can just announce the four new Instagram
followers. You can do the four.
A little anemic over there.
I can go pretty quickly.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll get all 71 of them, but I'll do a good amount of them.
Do your best.
All right. You know. Uzu Adnan, Stefan Venter, Raylene Peralta, Brendan Humberdross, Daryl Humble, Edgar Amar, Brian Cummings, Connor McMenemy, Tony Barabi, Meyer Amshel Rothschild, Brad Parkinson, Robert E. Mascara, Vincent Leo Ross, James Parker Fouts, Brian Mitchell, Dominique DeMatteis, Sophie Hanna, Freemasons of Nambia.
Nice. We're number one in Nambia, by the way. Here's to you, Nambia.
Pravs Sharma, Isaiah Lillard, Juan Esteban Arevalo Zanata. We did Hermes Trismegistus.
Indeed.
Adam Rock, Ali O. Carice Mile, Gary Schumati, Adam Goldman, Giovanni Ricci, Andrea Sullivan, Jenna Lind, Sean Moyer, A.M. Serenus, Aaron Huey, and I'll stop with worshipful brother Timothy Hogan.
Beautiful. Nicely done.
Mr. Ken.
All right. Over here on Instagram, we've got Hoss Poss, Tales from Missouri, which those must be some fascinating, fascinating stories. Zach Sloan and PSK Auto Repair, which is interesting.
Okay.
Let's change your tires. Thank you, brothers.
Keith Noonan says, is our camera out of focus or is it his end?
Could be that you were twiddling around with a focus knob on the camera.
Could be. The other thing is, Ken, flip that light on.
Oh, that's right. The lighting is not right.
Is that to make him look more or less pale?
Better.
Am I glowing?
We also have light coming into the window because, again, this time of the year is when the light seems to just beam straight through this window onto Ken.
And that's why you bought that shade explicitly because it reflected off me.
What light through yonder window breaks? There's the east.
We burned out two cameras from my reflected visage.
I've got a curtain, a room darkening curtain at home. I'll bring it in.
Yeah, we have to because that window is.
No, I have it.
So we could staple up some tinfoil, like, you know, the people down the street.
He says, Jim Delvaney says, too bright, too oversaturating.
Who?
Jim Delvaney.
Look at brother
Jim with, like, the broadcast intelligence there.
He doesn't talk to me anymore. I don't think he likes me, but I love you, brother Jim.
Nothing we could do about it at this moment until Joe brings in his blackout.
You want me to mess around with a focus knob
while you start? Just remind me.
It's up to you if you want to, but
you
start off. Shot. While we're in the process of that, I just want to say we hit 500 subscribers on YouTube. I know there's that's not much, but hey, we appreciate
it. For us, we appreciate it. And it's, you know what? It's a lot of that was due to our scheduled guest. So we're happy to have him on the show.
On top of that, I just want to apologize to our viewers when they go through the comments and likes and they have, there's like porn links that spam.
What?
I swear to God, let's see, it says it's got a name and then it says 11 seconds and then it's some weird thing to it. Yeah. So
how's that happen?
Nope. You're worse, Ken. I'll tell you until you get better. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Stop. That should be good.
Him and time.
I want to apologize to that. And here's some new subscribers. Aaron Huey. I would make fun of him. He looks like a big motherfucker, isn't it?
Yeah, but look at Raph. He's a big, you know what?
I don't know. He looks like he could put up a hell of a fight against Raph.
Like Orson O'Bear?
Yeah. You know what? Shut up. Peroni B, Jay Gibson.
Is he really?
Edris Milani.
Edris Alba.
Sama Prabla 1. And that's it.
The funny thing is, those are the same names that I read, but you pronounced them totally different.
Probably. Give it that one, you fucker.
I love you.
Anyway, let's do this. Brethren, right hand to arms.
To arms.
To arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire. Good fire. Fire all. Together, brothers.
Vivat. Vivat. Vivat.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
You know how many times I almost screwed up the toast last night?
I was just going to say, I almost screwed up this one because we just went to a table lodge and did it with the
actual way. How was that? Let's talk about
that. It was a lot of fun. So it was like a first, really one of the first Masonic events we've had since COVID and Grandmaster's Edicts last March or April or so. So it was a joint table lodge between my mother lodge, Astraler Aspetuck 142 in Easton, Connecticut, and Pyramid Shriners number 9 in Stratford, Connecticut. It was a lot of fun. It was just good to be in the presence. What would you say, Ken? Maybe like 30 to 40?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So they're right around there, you know, properly following the protocols and whatnot.
Yep.
But, God, it was just good to be around that many brothers in one location again. Yeah.
So if you got up from the table, you had to put the mask on, but if you were sitting down, you had to
Exactly.
What did you do for the toasts?
Pinch
the mask, pull it down, take the swig, put the
mask on. If you're in your seat, you don't need to have your mask on.
Yeah, and we were far enough away from, like, most of those guys we hang around with anyway. So brother Danny, who's been on the show
Danny
from
Sharp
Harmony, was there, and I go to lodge with him, so it's like we're kind of exposed to each other anyway.
Right.
And was it, what was his name? Brother Mark Miller? Is that who did our middle chamber lecture? Who did the middle chamber lecture in the last Fellowcraft degree here at
here?
Yeah. Is it Mark Miller?
Matt Miller.
Matt Miller. Sorry, Brother Matt.
Okay.
I was thinking. He was there. Brother Greg Schroeder. Like there were a lot of people there that I haven't seen in a long time. So it was fun. It was really good. But the Toast at a Table Lodge, which our toast is similar to,
it's still different.
It's still different. Like, really messed me up.
So Joe and I are really looking at each other sidelong, like,
where they're saying they present arms. We're like, together, brothers.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not how it goes. And then the worst thing was, Right Worshipful Brother Ray Collette called on me to do the fourth toast.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the toast to the Grand Master.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grand Master was there.
Right there.
And
so Joe's like, please don't screw up. Please don't screw up. Please don't screw up.
And I was very I thank God I had the script and I was reading the toast.
Right.
Otherwise I would have said, together, brothers. I'm like, oh boy. But the toast went okay. The Table Lodge was a tremendous success, and it was just another testament to the fellowship of the craft. It was a lot of fun.
Now, Table Lodge is an ancient Masonic tradition. Breaking bread with a brother really kind of solidifies that kinship bond that we have with one another. And you don't really miss it until you can't do it for like a year and a half.
Right.
And it came right back to us. And it was it was something. It was a lot of fun.
They also did it virtually too, right?
Like there was a Zoom option. Zoom. We had Worshipful Brother Bill Collette, Ray's father, joined us virtually from Utah. Alex Crowsley. I think you know Alex. He's usually the guy at the Table Lodge that stands up and screams, "That was a good one!"
Yeah. Yes.
He sings in French.
Universal 140. He sings in French, yeah. Which it was a little different this year when he's there remotely singing in French. It's a lot harder. So usually Universal 149, which is a traditional Haitian lodge, they'll bring like anywhere from 5 to 10 brothers to a Table Lodge, and they'll start singing this song in French. And normally, I could just be like, Vichy Soir, blah, 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 and go along with it.
But not when
he's on Zoom and nobody else in the room is singing, I can't blend in as well. So I had to, I just couldn't, I couldn't fake it.
But, those brothers are a lot of fun.
It was fun regardless. So good time. What are you looking
at? No, I had a comment.
You're looking at me with disdain.
No, I didn't with disdain.
Anger? Is it anger?
No, it wasn't
there's been anger today.
I was going to take a dirty shot at him, but I figured, nah, I'll let it pass.
Oh, come on. That's nice.
However, we did something earlier today, I guess you can say would be, a Masonic outing.
I don't know if it was Masonic
anyway,
outside of the fact
that we're, all Masons.
Brothers, yeah.
Fellowship amongst brothers.
Well, we had kind of like...
Well, everybody else went shooting. Ken was landscaping.
So. I was landscaping. I was chewing up the railroad ties.
He was living more divots than at a golf course.
I was out doing my event, so I didn't get to go. I didn't even get an invite that I would have refused anyway, but I didn't get an invite.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Wasn't an invite. I would say
it's going on, Charles.
Kind of feel bad. All right, so the next one, we're going to make sure that it's the three of us come hell or high water. But this time we took out Brother Right Worshipful Brother Chip Schofield.
Which I would gladly give up a spot for.
And right Worshipful Brother Marty came out too.
He's a member of that.
He's a member of the club too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought his single action revolvers.
Yep.
Really?
Which I suck terribly at. So
super fun to shoot those.
So guys. Those are ones you have to cock and then shoot. Yep. Correct.
Yes. Yeah. And it's got the gate on the side. You got to pop the gate open and all that stuff. I suck terribly at revolvers. I hate them.
That 45 is a lot of fun that he has.
And then I will show you later because I don't want to do it in the live, but I have a new weapon. Or you say weapon room.
No, you can't say that. It's a firearm.
This is my
rifle. Yeah, it's funny, though. Let's talk about that, okay? You're not allowed to call it a weapon, but when I was in the Marine Corps,
you had to call it a weapon. That's
exactly what it was called. It was a weapon. So now when the
scenario. Why wouldn't you call it a weapon? Just that from a.
Because it
people get
sad. Denotes a negative. To the firearm, so the NRA,
a weapon basically is used for one thing. Sounds
better than weapon.
Well, a weapon is used for defense against other human beings. Whereas if it's a firearm, you could use it for hunting or plinking or competition or whatever.
Yeah, but that little pocket thing that he has, you can't use that for hunting unless you're picking off pigeons or something.
I mean, there are some big pigeons in Wolf.
Right? Isn't it a 22? Isn't that what you
I'll show it to you afterward.
Yeah. It's a plinker. It's a target.
But anyway,
calling me small firearm.
I'm now an NRA.
And his whole hand fits in the grip. It's the funniest thing. Like my last two fingers hang off, and like George is like, it fits me.
We're gonna get to that because I got my balls busted about something else too. But we went out there and whatever. I'm now an NRA instructor now, so I have to call it a firearm. So
can
I can't
you spell
call it
NRA.
Shut up.
You like that?
Yeah. Little shit. He's got to walk home now.
I'll give you a ride, George.
So we're out there, and I have a new firearm. That's a Ruger LCP2, which good gun. But man, it fits in the palm of your hand, right? So it now has the nickname. It
fits in the palm of your hand.
Right. So
I could probably fire it with my left foot.
Yeah. So we've named a couple of my firearms. One of which was Sweet Sweet Lucinda. This one is now called the Noisy Cricket.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. After a Men in Black,
because that's what it looks like.
It's a fun gun, though, man.
Now, here's the kicker of it all, though, right? So we had a blast. We were literally, shooting, up at the rifle range and all that stuff. I was going to bring my foam. Thought I left it in the car for ear protection. Well, I must have taken it out at some point.
Worshipful Brother Ken is always prepared.
Like yes.
The former Boy Scout he was. So, of course, he had a backup set.
And tell everybody what the backup set
probably
was.
You probably would have gone out and fabricated a pair like MacGyver.
I could have done that, so too, now, if I hadn't had that.
It's bad enough that I get called a midget. But now here I am shooting the Noisy Cricket. And the ear protection.
First, I'll tell everybody what the brand name of that hearing protection was. It's called Snug. And that's because it's made for children.
And they fit.
It was for my 9-year-old and, for fireworks and stuff. And, hey, it fit George's head. So
So now they have pictures of me with little-ass kid headphones on or ear protection on.
You work with what you've got.
Shooting my little noisy cricket.
All right. They worked, man. Hey, we were out there shooting the 308, and you had those little headphones on. And they worked. I mean, they're small, but they have the same amount of noise reduction as everything else. So.
Hey, as long as they do the trick, it
doesn't matter. Yeah.
They do, and they fit.
It's not the size that matters.
That's true.
Coming from you?
I have the luxury of saying that.
So anyway, but other than that, it was a lot of fun seeing Marty, because I haven't seen him in a couple months.
I don't think I've seen Marty since he's been up here.
It's been a while since
I've seen Marty. That might not be true, but that's how it feels.
I see him at every lodge meeting.
Yeah, but him getting to see Chip, and then all of us just being together. It was really a nice time.
No, I'm good. I'm glad Chip got out. Chip needs.
We got to do another Masonic shoot too, and get as many brothers out. Make sure that Joe's there this time.
Well, that's your wheelhouse. That's your little slice from heaven.
So I will set it up, and we will make some videos.
I think this is twice that I wasn't invited, just for the record.
Yeah. Well, it was like 2 out of 5 times though, so it's not like.
I actually wasn't aware there were 5 times. So that there was 5 times that I wasn't invited.
I haven't been up there 5 times. Well, so I didn't get invited half of them either. Then
I mean, we've invited Joe a couple times.
We haven't invited Joe. Make it.
Well, okay,
I'm gonna stay home with my quiche. So
you invited me like an hour before you were leaving, and
it was not an hour before we were leaving.
Yes, it was.
It was no.
Hey, we're going later today. No, I'm booked, man. I'm a busy guy.
We don't go later in the day.
I got this.
In the morning.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, but it was no less premeditated than our range trips normally are. We'll be like, hey, you want to meet down at the gun club in 2 hours? Like,
yeah, that's, I can't do that. I'm a popular,
like we're doing
I'm a
it
popular guy.
I know.
My time is in high demand. I can't help you. I usually book out weeks in advance. Good thing I'm here twice a week.
It's only because it's a recurring meeting invite on your calendar.
But then Joe invited us. I'm just making a point. I'm not taking cheap shots. I'm just saying that Joe invited us to go play trivia, and we were there.
We were. We sucked, but we were there.
We sucked. I came up with random shit, just throwing it out.
You were literally 5 minutes away. That
yeah, it really wasn't that big of a trip. We were already in our car. Our cars were warmed up, and it's like, oh, okay, we're going to go here instead of...
You could definitely tell that Joe had a couple today, because he's a little slow to the responses. He's got to think about you were a little delayed on that one.
it's just the time delay.
That's what it is.
Happens on bad connections. Wow, there's some delay involved. What are you talking about?
You're just saying you're a little slow to the punch now today.
It's more that I'm dehydrated.
How long was the race though? And what was it for? Was it charity or just you wanted to do it?
No, it was so Orange Theory Fitness does this dry triathlon twice a year. Mm. It's usually in March and September. So it's one of those benchmark things. And last time I did it was a year and 2 months after I broke my leg.
Right.
So it was, at that point it was, can I physically do this? Like do all these crazy things. And then
what do you do in a triathlon? Maybe you can explain.
So the dry triathlon, it's called the dry triathlon because there's no swimming, but no, that doesn't make it a dualathlon because it's the swimming is replaced with the 2000 meter row. So on a rowing machine, it's 2000 meters.
Okay.
And then once you jump off that, there's 300 body weight calisthenics. Mm-hmm. So a combination of bench step ups, push ups, burpees, squats, all kinds of crazy things.
The hell with burpees.
Yeah, burpees suck.
The hell with working out.
And then after you do two rounds of those exercises for a total of 300 reps, then you go run a 5K. Mm. So I did that. I actually knocked about 5 minutes off my previous time. I came in at 53:50 was my finish time.
Congratulations.
So yeah, I wanted to get under 55. That was my goal. So I beat that by a minute and 10 seconds.
And then pizza and beer, baby.
And pizza and beer. Daniel, so after I fully dehydrated myself, I filled up on pizza and beer.
Daniel Valdez.
Carbs.
Burpees are the devil.
Burpees are the freaking devil.
Carbs are like
they're horrible. Have you done burpees?
No.
Do you know what they are?
I do after I drink this.
Do you know what they are?
I did like half of one once.
No. So you start in a standing position.
Oh, is that where you go down, kick out, pull your legs in?
Exactly. Yeah. They're not fun.
I'm all set.
They're not fun.
Why don't you demonstrate?
Yeah, demonstrate for us.
Come on, come up here. Demonstrate.
No. Just don't throw up like I did last time I tried them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then jump back up. Yep.
Keep doing that.
Okay. So,
yeah. Okay.
All right. So, he makes it look so easy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So, that's not fun. And that's like after. So, it's like this thing was like 40. Christ. What was it? I don't even remember.
I either run or bench. It's about as far as I go.
It's a variety, though, right? You don't get to choose.
No, you have to do it in the order and the number that they give it to you. So, it was 40 chop over. So, you put your hands on a weight bench and you got to hop side to side over it. So 40 of those followed by 20 squats followed by 40 bench step ups. So 20 each leg stepping on and off the bench.
Yeah, no, I'd shin it.
I'd like probably blow my back out.
20 push ups, 20 plank jacks where you're in a plank position, but doing in essence a horizontal jumping jack, and then 10 burpees. And you have to do that twice.
Yeah. No.
And then you go run a 5K.
And then you go run a 5K.
Yeah. Hmm. So.
So Morningstar had a Master Mason degree. So I forgot to, I don't have their names off the top of my head, but I'll get them. But I'd like to give a shout out to all those who were just recently raised in Morningstar to the degree of a Master Mason. And we have another one on April 10th. I will not be here because some little boy sitting over there has a birthday that day.
Oh, happy birthday.
What are you going to be, like 8?
Well, in advance.
What are you going to be?
6?
He's turning 13.
13? You're a teenager?
The big one. Wow. Jesus.
Wow. He's
a teenager. So now I got to get the dancing girls and the keg. And God bless.
We're taking
the
Sturgis. Taking
Sturgis
for his 13th birthday.
I think I discovered Daisy Fuentes at 13.
Welcome to manhood, baby.
What was that freaking movie? Was it Bridesmaids where the girl's on the phone? She's like, my sons are disgusting. They could snap a towel in half.
No.
He doesn't understand that yet.
No, that's fine.
He will. Anyway, but we raised, I think it was three or four Master Masons, and then we got three or more.
Brother Alex, Brother Sevi, Brother Chad.
Yeah.
And then I forget the other brother's name. I apologize, but he's the one that went and used the bathroom after I told him we had no water.
Mm. Oh, wait, we had four brothers?
He left the floater?
I want to say there were four, yeah.
My memory's shot. Unless
Brother Chad was not.
I recognize all the names, but I didn't think there was a fourth
brother. I want to say there were four. Sevi was the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Sevi's the big one with the mohawk.
And Alex was probably the smallest.
Yeah, he was the lightest.
So, I think was, yeah. I think it's funny he's still the lightest.
They're all good brothers. Flew them. Alex a little bit. They're yeah. very, very good brothers.
Did he grow wings and did he need Red Bull?
Oh, some of them flew.
They all had a good time. The degree went off amazingly. Like it really was. Yeah, it was you guys good. Do excellent degree work.
Everybody did good.
It was really
cool. In my absence.
It was really nice because like it's been a long time since I've attended a Master Mason degree.
Mm.
And that's one thing, you know, we talked about the fellowship of a table lodge, but getting in lodge for degree work really like brings it all back. So it was nice after, you know, between COVID and, you know, being in a lodge where we haven't raised somebody in a little bit, God, just seeing a degree and then being a part of the degree, because I sat in as senior warden for the second half. Got it. Just like gives you all the feels and makes everything come back. And you're like, this is why we do this.
Yep. I felt really bad that I missed the last MM and I missed this. I'm going to be missing the next one. I feel bad because I never miss anything major like that. But
don't worry about it. These guys got it.
Oh, yeah. No,
they did a good job. They did a real good job.
There was no panic in my, you know, there was no panic that I was like, oh, I got to get there. I got to do my part, you know, because I was supposed to be
number three.
But, you know, talked to Steve and I knew, you know, this you guys could, you know, the lodge could have handled it. I was not.
And they did. Everybody did their part really well. I was really impressed with, you know, what Brother Perry sat in the east. He did a great job.
Yeah.
Brother Patrick was the senior deacon for the second half and he did a really good job with that. And our ruffians were our ruffians. That's always fun.
They did their job. Yeah.
I wrote in the group because I said, they had a rehearsal here yesterday morning. They had a rehearsal for the MM degree. And I said, hey, do I have a part? And I don't know, Pat Tsoukas or whatever, the senior warden, was busting balls. No, you blew it from last time.
Yeah, you got cut out of the roster.
I got cut out of the roster. And I said,
you've been canceled.
So again, I fire back because I'm a troll. This is what I do. And I fire back with, I haven't missed a lodge meeting in 12 years. So I'm like, sorry. It was a $375 NRA meeting. And I put the hands up emoji.
I haven't missed a lodge meeting.
I mean,
I haven't missed a lodge meeting in 3 years, but I missed four of the last five.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, so I wrote that, right? And I mean, 2 seconds later, Steve calls me and I'm like, gotcha, bitch. But he called me up and I told him, I said, you know, he's like, do you want a part? And I said, "Real? No, I don't. I said,
let the young guys pick up.
My job as a pass master is to sit on the sideline. If you need me to plug a hole, I'll plug a hole. But give somebody the parts that I've done and other pass masters have done a million times over and give these young guys an opportunity to take the part.
The integral parts, the really important ones, senior deacon, all that stuff should be done by, I think, the younger brothers, the brothers that are in the line.
But give them an opportunity because, again, I've talked about this before. There's other... We'll just say there's a certain commandery where, you know, I belong to, that you as a younger guy want to move up and you have established past
Messner was mad at you last night.
Commanders.
Messner's very upset with you.
La-di-da.
I didn't get on the game last night.
Was it in person though? Was it an in-person meeting?
I think so.
Was it?
I think it was their first one back. Yeah. Reach out to him. He loves you.
I'll reach out to him. What was I going to say though? So I, you have these past masters, past commanders that just they don't want to give up their parts for the young guys. I mean, that's kind of what you're supposed to do is you mentor them.
Yep.
Right. You're always training your replacement in a sense.
You should. You're perpetuating the craft.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, what happens if
it dies.
You have no legacy?
If you have nobody to taking pass over it along to. Right.
Yeah. Right. No, Past masters sit on the sides and tut when people get it right and they think it's wrong.
I have seen that before, too, in lodge. And I hate that. Don't even tut when it's wrong.
Yeah. I don't.
Whisper good counsel and help a brother out. Like, you don't. You know, that drives me crazy when I see that during a degree or something.
Right. Let it happen.
It's like now you're just ruining it for the candidate. Exactly. Come on now.
Let it happen. It's probably not that big of a deal. And then address it afterwards.
I've always had this thing, praise in public, scold in private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's the Masonic way.
If you suck at it, you know, pull them aside. Like, hey, man, you got to clean your shit up.
Well,
you know
that's what they talked about. They were preaching that at the Grand Lodge seminar yesterday for the DDs, AGMs, and AGAs.
Right.
You're not in charge. You're a guest of the lodge. Act as one.
How was that, by the way?
It was good. I was in the AGM room. Steve Allenson was doing the presentation, who's a really good guy.
Mm.
And like pretty straightforward. Like, look, don't walk in there like
who's this?
Steve Allenson.
Allenson, yeah.
He's like, don't walk in there good like brother. You're in charge.
Right.
You're a guest of the worshipful master in that mm-hmm. lodge.
Right.
Act as one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see something wrong, just like if you were in somebody else's house and you saw something you might not be okay with,
mm.
you wouldn't stop the whole thing. Say, oh my God, you're doing that wrong. If you're over, like somebody mm-hmm. invites you over to dinner, you're like, oh my God, I need to go another 10 minutes. You would just sit there. You would eat the food and then say,
Keith Noonan, I've never seen multiple candidates. Most a double first didn't like it. We always do the singles. Okay. So let me, there are parts of certain degrees that they are done individually here in the States. I know Keith's over in England, and they do things that they do
across the pond.
The entire degree they do singly for a single candidate.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, you have the luxury of doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Right. Realistically, especially, and I hats off to Morningstar Lodge. They've had a lot of petitioners and candidates come through. Literally, you would be doing a degree
mm-hmm.
every other week.
Mm-hmm.
We on top of your stated communications, on top of any other events that you have, you'd literally be meeting almost every week of the month.
Yeah, absolutely.
And brothers just can't do that. And that's, don't get me wrong, that's a great problem to have, that you have so many people coming in
mm.
that you have to do multiple.
Right.
But there are certain ones where, yeah, I prefer to do it one, maybe two, especially the Master Mason degree.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a luxury that
not many lodges have.
Well, and quite frankly, it's right. a luxury I'd give up for the amount of, like, if you can get a bunch of good brothers coming in,
mm-hmm.
I'd give up that luxury so that you can put three, four together at one time.
And put on a good show for the candidates, exactly. too. It gets watered down if you're doing one every week. I mean, you would be on point with your ritual, but you would start, I think.
It would start to lose the meaning. It's overexposure, yeah.
Yeah.
Evan Seedner gave my EA... gave my EA give back last week. Looking forward to this journey. So, mote it be, brother.
I'm guessing that's his proficiency.
His proficiency.
Cheers, brother.
It's either proficiency well or petition, one of the two.
Yeah.
I guess because of petition, you get back, right?
Could be. Or give back. Let us know. They ask you the questions and you give back the answers. Yeah, clarify that for us, brother. What exactly is the give back? And what? Let us know what lodge you hail from.
Either way, congratulations.
But, cheers. We've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of comments like that on our page lately.
Mm-hmm.
Petitions, because now that COVID is kind of going away and lodges are open back up, I see a lot of people on our page that have submitted their petitions and are going through their investigation committee or going through their EAs. So mm-hmm.
photos are starting to come in. It's of people nice to going see through you. Their EAs. And
We saw a picture of Michael Alchin on the podcast.
Yep. Continuing his journey. He is
awesome. That's good. We haven't talked to him in a while. He says, sorry, it was my proficiency.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Solon, Ohio, 757.
Cool.
Very nice. Congratulations.
That's Hembrick country out there, right?
Yes.
Ohio.
Yes.
Proficiency ain't easy.
I'm not feeding this dragon. I'm not
what dragon? My daughter is in Ohio, too. It's a great place.
Keith Noonan, you obviously have a higher number of candidates, or we have loads more lodges. Most lodges meet a maximum of 6 times a year. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know how they manage that, then.
All degrees, business taken care of in any, care of in meetings or in a committee meeting. Okay. So they're set up, maybe I'm wrong. Stop me if I'm wrong, Keith, but he's saying they meet 6 times a year. All of them are degrees. Business is taken care of during those 6 or in a committee. Off of them, if the committee meets outside of the meeting.
So they don't have those stated communication, business meeting only kind of things.
That would actually, not for nothing, that would actually be a pretty cool thing if all business took place outside of a stated.
Yeah.
Well, you could come with reports.
Scottish Rite has one business meeting, and that's the annual. That's it.
So all other business is accounted for in a budget or whatever, and it's taken care of by committees, and you might report back occasionally. And then they're probably doing 6 times. They're probably doing... EA fellow craft master mason, EA fellow craft master mason, went like 2 classes through.
That would make but it still wouldn't work though.
It wouldn't work here.
EAs we have in the pipe.
Yes, that are still, I know.
You'd be doing an EA every freaking month.
Well, that was a whole other thing that I won't get into.
What
with the potential EA and the
Why not? We'll talk about it. It's nothing. Talk it's nothing bad. And I think it needs to be talked about. But you know, some lodges. I think it was accidental.
No, I think it was just intentional.
I think it was just not understanding the way that the process works. But you know, here in Connecticut, we have a process, which is read the petition, bring it to lodge. Well, you bring the petition to lodge after you receive it. Right. It gets read. That meeting, they set up an investigation committee. Mm-hmm. That investigation committee then, in between that meeting and the next meeting, is supposed to go out and meet whoever. Should not be done the night that you're voting on.
Correct.
And The problem was, and I was involved in a few conversations, and I'll leave it at that. The problem was, and to me, it's just bad form, but that's my personal opinion. Somebody knew that it wasn't being done correctly. And rather than stopping the proceedings and standing up and saying, hey, per the regs, you need to do A, B, and C.
Right.
They sat on the sidelines quietly and black cubed the guy. So it was more of a protest of the process than the person coming through.
Right.
Which to me violates rule number one.
Mm.
Like stand up and say, hey, time out. Before you go through with this, there's a process to follow that we're not following. So let's go back and let's take a step back. We don't need to rush this through. I'll give you good counsel. Let's not do it. But that somebody remained, in my opinion, in my theory, is that somebody remained quiet and then just blackballed the guy because they didn't agree with the process. Not that there was anything wrong with the candidate, because the candidate he's a good candidate.
Uh-huh.
Again, my opinion, I can't speak for everybody in the lodge, but based on his background, and he came prior to the degree, we all met him.
Right.
So I think it was more of a protest of process than a protest of the individual person. However, things have been corrected, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I think it's, if any other lodges have this issue or anything, it's very important, very, 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 very important to read your bylaws and know your rules and regulations and what you can and cannot do. Because the last thing you will ever want to do is do something that will violate your bylaws and or violate the rules and regulations, because God forbid, you know, the chances of it happening are probably slim, but let's just say that brother goes to another lodge and tells that procedure.
Right.
Well, even then it's like it nullifies whether anyone knows or not. It nullifies whatever that act was, whether it's really code or whatever.
It becomes a big waste of time.
Yeah.
But it really, a bad experience and a waste of time is what it becomes.
Yep.
So. Keith Noonan, we're allowed two balls in case one is a mistake.
I think that's the balloting procedure here in Connecticut.
Well, and that's, you know, if
there's reasonable suspicion,
if there's reasonable belief
about the two balls thing. I know.
And we actually, and I'll go into that. We actually did take a second vote that night because we had four newly raised Master Masons that by the time we got to the vote had an opportunity to vote.
And they may not have
fully understood what they're doing. So the Master was given good counsel and said, hey, if you reasonably believe that there could have been an error because we have some people that are here voting for the first time, let's re-explain it, make sure everybody understands, and we can vote again if the Master so chooses. Mm-hmm. But then I understand that there's some issues.
So let me get into the story.
Yeah, go into this, because I was told this story afterwards.
This has happened year after year, and we don't know who the son of a bitch is. I call him a brother. I call him a son of a bitch with all brotherly love.
Yeah.
I love all my brothers, but this is the biggest douche canoe move you can do.
Yes, this is wrong. And I wasn't here when this
started. I don't know if it's done as being funny or whatever the case is.
It's
not funny
because it's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's not really. Serious business.
If you were to watch an entire room, like, you know, smiles and everything and laughing and joking. And, you know, not laughing and joking, you know, a lot. But you know what I mean? Like, we're having a good time in Lodge, as we always do. And it just go from, like, all, you know, brotherly love and fun to just, like, dead silence after this thing. So here's what happens.
Yeah.
In the state of Connecticut here, we are allowed to, if we have, let's say, multiple petitions.
Let's say four.
We can do a vote on all four at the same time so that we can vote them all in at the same time under one vote.
That's the master's prerogative. If he so chooses, he can absolutely do it. It's not a violation. Absolutely. in any way.
And it's expressed that, listen, this is the way we're going to do this. We're going to vote on all four.
Right.
Mr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, and right. Mr. So-and-so. Is there anybody who has a problem with this before they do it? And you just get crickets. There's
no.
Yeah.
No.
It's the master's prerogative.
So then,
the idea is if it comes back cloudy, then you have to do each one individually.
Right. Guess right. What happens
every single time?
And then you there's vote one black
ball, and you just watch the junior ward, and he opens the box, and he goes, and you hear the ball, and he goes,
yeah.
Cloudy in the south.
Yep.
And then he gives it to the senior ward, and he looks, and he's like,
cloudy
in the west. Like, no, everybody's sitting there like, now everybody's looking around like, who's the motherfucker? Like, who's the one getting shivved out?
Which you can't even talk about or derive because it's inviolably secret.
And there's always, everybody at this point is stone faced because nobody wants to crack a smile. They're like, that's him. Yeah. That's him. Right. We're going to get him afterward.
I think it was Barry.
So let me get this straight. So after you do the revote on each individual petitioner,
everybody
clear.
Then it's clear.
Oh, that's messed up. That's somebody just.
Like, so now you've taken five votes.
Right, and you've wasted.
And you know, like that's got to take what, a half hour?
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
45 minutes.
Probably longer. There's ceremony involved in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it wastes a lot of freaking time.
And it's always. Oh, this is after we close the meeting. Clear this lodge closed.
And who did it?
Who did it?
Did you do son
it?
Of a...
Did you do it? Did you do it? No, I didn't do it. Did you do it? No, well, no, I didn't do it.
That's why when I stood up
and said... You can't even ask the question, man.
I know you can't ask the question. Well, that's when I stood up and said to Worshipful Master Steve, it is within your privilege and prerogative that if you feel that, honestly, there was an error, you can take another vote.
Right.
And I looked around and everybody at the sidelines were like, and then it came back the same, and it was like, that was a waste of time. I'm like, well,
no, it's not though. It's a serious not though.
You
want
to make sure it's a you need to guard the West Gate, but you also need to make sure that because if somebody, and just to clarify, in Connecticut, I don't know where it is in other jurisdictions, if you don't get through that first vote, if you get a black cube or multiple, whatever the case may be,
you're done.
You have to wait 6 months before you can apply again.
Yeah,
to any lodge in Connecticut. Yep. So it's kind of a big deal, especially if you have a good brother there. Or a good candidate that wants to be a brother, and you're like,
it's going to be another. And meanwhile, the secretary's at the desk just hard typing on the keys. Well, Rafferty's pissed off because now he's got
Rafferty's ripping his hair out.
He ain't got hair screwed up.
But brutal. You know, those are real things. That
don't
happen.
Be a douche though. If you're doing it to be funny, I mean, all right.
It's not funny.
It's not
because
funny.
That makes the difference of between, oh, I'm going to get out of here like 8:30 or something. Right. I may have something to do. And then
it's not that we want to get out of our meetings early. It's just we don't want to stay there until 11:30 at night.
But like, you can end the stated, the formal part of it, and start to enjoy fellowship.
Right.
And then next thing you know, it's like.
Best downtown. Oh,
now we got to do four more votes. I'm here till at least 9:30 now.
Right. More than that, it's supposed to be a solemn and serious process.
It should be. Right. And somebody like, shouldn't be doing it just to be
a D-bag. Like,
I mean,
like if you have a serious concern.
Maybe you don't like the whole voting it together. Then state that shit in the beginning when you're asked, does anybody have a problem with this? But here's
the
thing.
You don't have to like it. It's allowed, and it's the master's prerogative.
And
the master
can still do it. And you can't just blackball because you don't like the process.
Right. Which is unfortunately what I think happened, but we were able to nullify the vote, and everything's been taken care of, and whatever. But all is good.
I got the phone call. Opinion. I think the next day, I got the phone call about, what do we do about this? And I'm like, and then we kind of were all talking.
You and I spoke, and then I spoke to Rafferty and said, well, here, take a look at this reg and blah, blah, blah.
Well, realistically, it's a null vote because the process was flawed. So you just nix.
Pretend like it didn't happen. It was
strike out from the record.
And keep it moving. It's a clandy.
So. Jimmy's killing me with the food downstairs. So you smell
like
shit.
It smells like sausage and pepper.
Oh, yeah. Is that what that
smells? It's really freaking good. Yeah. Definitely peppers.
I am hungry.
It's the cracks in the brick of this old building that the smell just permeates. It's like
some kind of marketing.
All right, so what happened with the crapper?
Make up from that air conditioning.
So I need to laugh. What happened with the crapper? You had an MM degree, probably served the greasy ass. So he's one now, right?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that happened.
I'm glad I didn't.
Yes, the pizza was served. However, I got here early with our senior warden, Brother Patrick, and I went to go fill up the mug to fill up the coffee machine so we could have coffee. I wanted a cup of coffee.
Right.
No water. And I'm like, well, crap, there's no water. So I put a note out to in the group me saying, hey, we got no water. So then I was like, oh, stop at Costco. I'll get a couple cases. No, no. I don't mean we don't have drinking water. We have no water in the pipes, like, done.
The running water no longer runs.
Okay. So I went downstairs, told Chris. I guess they had somebody out here early in the week during work. It didn't affect them, so they assumed it didn't impact us upstairs, it did, and we had no water. So then every single person that walked in, we have no water. Don't use the bathroom. If you need to use the bathroom, you got to go downstairs.
Fat bastard left a floater.
So then one of our brothers that was going through the degree
left an upper decker.
He walks into the bathroom and comes in and goes, dude, the toilet won't flush. Like, did you not hear me when I looked you in the face and said, we got no water. Don't use the bathroom.
He rounds the corner, he's like, I gotta talk to an Indian about a tree, I'll be right back.
I'm like, I thought you were joking. I'm like, well, give a test flush before you go.
I'm guilty of that too, and we lose power. We were on a well, right? And you know, I didn't grow up on a well. I grew up on city water. Yeah. So, like, I'll forget. I'll go in and use the bathroom and be like, oh, okay. And I'll be like, oh, God. Even if the lights are out in the room, like, I'm still trying to flush the toilet. Like,
but can you? You can still fill up the back and do it that way.
You
right?
can. If you had, yeah. But then you have to, like, do the work of, like, you know, filling up the bucket from the bathtub and pouring into the back of the toilet.
Did you not realize there was no water when you didn't hear the...
That's better than leaving a floater, though, no?
Oh, yeah, I would never do that. That's disgusting.
Keith Noonan, grab hold of the ball so it doesn't rattle and declare it in favor. Whoever didn't, the no vote should stand. Normal practice. Grab hold of the ball so it doesn't rattle and declare. Oh, he's saying if somebody drops a black ball, you grab hold of the ball and just say, yeah, it's all clear.
We
actually have cubes here.
It's a black cube.
We have a black cube.
That's because in case you're colorblind, so you can feel it. It's tough to see.
So our ballot box,
which is pretty universal in Connecticut. Yeah, you stick your hand in it and you feel around.
We have another older box that you actually get handed a white ball and a black ball, and then you have to put it to the top.
But then people will know what you have left over.
Bingo. That's why we ended up switching to the other one. Yeah. So now you're gonna stick your phalanges in there and make a whole bunch of noise.
Fondle, make all kinds of noise.
Yeah. That's my go-to. I stick it in the freaking thing and I go, just make a whole ton of noise unnecessarily.
Yeah,
and then you hear.
But seriously, we take the voting process very serious here in Connecticut Freemasonry.
Did you know that a Masonic voting thing is the first time that in, I think, I don't know, 1717, right? First Masonic meeting.
What? Goose and Gridiron. Yeah, 1717.
That was the first time during their votes where stop playing with your balls was ever used.
Really?
No.
Damn it. Got me again.
You're so gullible.
I really am. If I weren't, we wouldn't have nearly as much fun.
Even Joe's old. He's like, I knew where this was going.
No, but one other thing that is a master's prerogative, since we're talking about voting. So this has happened multiple times in my mother lodge where you count off, you know, one through however many voting members you have in the room so that you know when you pull out, you know how many balls you should be counting or cubes.
You've got to have the same number black as white because...
It should even out to the same number of voting members because every Master Mason in the lodge is obligated to vote.
That's what I was actually going to say. And vote
their conscience. There aren't any black balls left. They can't vote their conscience. Right. So you got to have equal.
Yeah. For the junior wardens and senior wardens and the worship master, make sure you're doing that. Don't just look to see, white, we're good. Make sure you're counting. Because
everybody could blackball them.
If you get an EA sitting there and he accidentally got a ball and he voted because he didn't know any better, and nobody told him, now your vote is no good because an EA...
And that's the only way you would know, right?
That's the only way you would know is by counting the actual ballots.
Yeah. And in Ashlar Aspetuck, we've had the opposite. We've counted off, and let's say it's 19. And you go to count up, and it's all clear. But there's only 18.
No, the ghost voted too.
Well, there's one less.
Oh, there's one less.
So yeah, Danny Valdez says
somebody didn't vote, which is also not correct.
In regards to my
or whoever,
no, they didn't
the first that. The first time in 1717 was the first Masonic Lodge was the first time that "Don't Play with Your Balls" was ever used. Mm-hmm. They didn't said they didn't cover it in the History Channel. Mm-hmm. So
this vote happened in our lodge, and we had an elderly brother there that was struggling.
Before you get into this, can I just say, unless you're going to actually say, go ahead, actually finish what you're going to say,
we knew he was struggling. So let's say we had 19 and we only saw 18. We're like, okay, everybody, let's count off again. Right. Make sure we have 19. We're going to vote again. Make sure, you know, white balls elect, black cubes reject, blah, blah, blah. Went through it again. Mm. We had 19.
Right.
And there were 18 white balls again and no black cubes. After the second time, it is the Worshipful Master's prerogative where he could say, I find it clear. Boom. We're not doing this again because there are no black cubes.
And here in Connecticut, it is required that if you're a member in good standing, like you immediately have to vote. It's not like optional.
On a candidate.
On a candidate. Not necessarily on a referendum.
If you're voting on minutes or whatever, you can abstain. Right. And I actually got into a really big argument with somebody in Open Lodge over that because they questioned me on it. Like, you have to vote. I'm like, I voted. I abstained.
Yeah, I did. I abstained. Yeah.
I entered a vote of abstinence.
Mm.
No, you can't do. You have to vote yes. No, I don't. Mm. Yes, you do. I'm like, well, per regulation,
look it up in the rules and regs, man. I can do it.
Oh, and of course, it was a fucking past district deputy because you guys think you know everything.
No, we don't think we know.
Yeah.
Was it apparently
Mama's wrong again.
Here's the other thing, though. Don't ever do this during a vote. And I think it's kind of cool that we're talking about this because it's kind of a cool segue. And this usually happens with the older brothers who. God
maybe
bless
they got heart. Arthritis. Maybe they can't feel quite the same way.
Not only that, but the older brothers, they do one of two things. And God bless them. I love them. They put in their time
for you, but go ahead.
So what they'll do is, you got to vote. And they snap the life. And then they go, which one am I putting in again? And you're like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah,
like,
right. Should know
that. And then somebody's going to go, why? No. Start it all over again. Done.
So there's two brothers.
Don't ask the person next to you.
I mean, I know brothers that are like younger brothers that fall asleep in lodge, right? It's not just old folks. It's just...
Martinelli.
It's not just... No, there are others. I've seen brothers of all ages
I've fall seen asleep. It multiple times. But there's two brothers in the Fairfield County area. And I know you've run into them in Scottish Rite. Two older brothers that they used to travel together. They don't so much anymore, but one's like 92. And
yes. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
I've sat in lodge with these guys where one guy is all, he can't hear, and he keeps turning up his hearing aids.
Right.
But he can't hear that there's feedback coming out of the sound.
Oh, like, yes, and you're like across the
damn Jimi Hendrix guitar. Is like,
yeah.
I was like, brother, I'll help you. And then, because they're hard of hearing, sometimes after a nice meal downstairs before lodge, certain things come out, and they don't realize it. And sometimes it's as loud as that, and it always happens when it's quiet, like during a vote or during like a prayer.
Or something. During a prayer,
It's not intentional. It's not intentional at all.
Right.
But those two that I've specifically those two have added like so much entertainment to a normally quiet and somber event.
Keith Noonan, votes appear on our summons. There is a notice of motion the meeting before. So no votes shouldn't happen. Objections should be highlighted beforehand.
Okay.
So God, before, I wish we did that.
Before a meeting or a degree, they get...
So if there's any issues, that doesn't even go to a vote? Is that what you're saying?
No, they get like legislation packets before each meeting.
Grand Lodge does.
Yeah, like Grand Lodge.
Gotcha.
We do something. The only thing we really do is if there's a change to the bylaws. Every brother has to be noticed, given due notice 30 days prior.
Or a special,
electronic snail mail, however they communicate.
By the way, I need a copy of Morningstar's bylaws.
You sent them to me. Or did you request it?
I requested it because Raph tried to send me a Google Docs or a Dropbox link.
Yep.
And I was restricted from it. So then I had to fill out a request for access.
I'll get it for you.
Because there's some stuff that I need.
I will do it.
Shit's going to go down by the end of the
month. What?
Really?
Yeah. Trustee stuff. Okay. Letters are being, and I need to check bylaws.
So you're playing young jock in the bedroom.
You want to talk about this on the air?
No, that's why I just requested bylaws. That's all.
Okay. Redacted.
Redacted. Strike that from the record. Yeah. For the people that stuff's going to go down, they don't listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, every lodge has things that.
It's more of a.
Matter of procedure kind of thing.
Procedure.
Exactly. And that's a good piece of advice and lesson. And before you jump into anything and start going on any endeavors, refer back to your lodge bylaws.
Correct.
Because that'll dictate exactly what you can and cannot do.
Absolutely.
So refer back to them. So I'm just doing due diligence.
Right. Well, I want to apologize to our listeners because... Tim Hogan will be on next week, not this week. We have to work out some, my Dell blew up, so I'm stuck with the MacBook, and I'm trying to learn because XSplitter doesn't work with Mac. So basically, I had to download OBS with a whole new system I knew nothing about. Couldn't get Skype to go into OBS because I didn't have the NDI plug. When I added the NDI plug, didn't freaking work. Ken's over there MF in his computer. I'm MF in this one. And Joe's playing, I don't even know, Air Supply or whatever the hell you're listening to. Which was pissing me off even worse. No, that's why he's all calm, just having a beer.
You're getting angry, and I'm playing Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that was what was really enraging about the whole thing. But you know what? I got a new machine. By next week, we're going to have everything straightened out. We'll have two redundant machines. If one doesn't work, the other one will.
Yep.
And by the way, this whole OBS, NDI, MF, I understand MF.
I don't understand any of this either, so I'm learning this as I go.
We watch a lot of YouTube videos.
You're getting angry. I'm playing this goth version of Paint It Black by the Stones, and I'm so excited by the Pointer Sisters. And
but we have
I wasn't helping.
Yeah, those are encouraging musical choices.
We're going to be updating a lot of different things.
And the call made possible that by our Patreon. Absolutely. Members who pay $5 a month to join us on Patreon.
Do it, Joe.
You'll get exclusive access to Patreon content. You'll get access to our multiple Discord channels. And receive the ever sought after, elusive, rare Freemasons gold tone podcast pin.
It's vintage now, too, right?
It's vintage. It's been around for a while. We might have to change up the design a little bit so everybody can buy another
one. So, for those who join Patreon Discord, George's Fuckmaster 3000.
What?
He's talking about my new computer. So for those who join Patreon, it helps us out tremendously with money and
helps us upgrade the
One of the things I'm going to be buying is I'm getting actually, I know we got Ken's wonderful little fish lens one, but what I want to do is get three different cameras, one pointing to each one of us, so you have more of an uploaded thing. I think this summer, now that I've got time it's going to be nicer out, it's going to be nicer up here.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish building the table,
whatever you call it,
the podcast bench,
podium,
whatever,
the bar.
So I'm not going to be side turned anywhere. You're going to look at my beautiful fat face from the front. We're going to be putting three different cameras. We're changing a whole lot of shit. I'm planning on changing a lot of stuff. So all your support, and we thank you for it. Everything you give us, that's what it goes to. Get a strong filter for this camera.
Well, that's good that we have an independent camera on me so that I can filter
it. We'll put a tanning filter on it.
Unfortunately, my Dell blew up before I was ready to. So now I'm stuck with but you guys can see I've upgraded. We've changed out some things. I did the 1080p now. So we're in high def. Ken's in ultra high def or, godlike elusive, super white or whatever.
Can they see my pores?
But we're going to be doing a lot more upgrades. So if you could also help us out on YouTube, subscribe, share. Smash
that like and subscribe button.
Share.
Smash
it. Tell everyone about us.
Smash.
On top of that, if you could also Apple reviews.
Smash.
We like 5-star reviews. We accept constructive criticism if you have any.
Absolutely.
Just give us five. Give us some 5 stars. You stop starting shit.
Joe's on fire over here.
He is.
Just like
because he's had a couple.
Full of carbohydrates and 5Ks.
What was that movie? He's like, are you drunk? I had a couple daiquiris, what have you? Couple daiquiris.
Hammer. What's wrong with you?
God, you stop. What?
Nothing. You're funny.
You're funny. I fell down a flight of winding stairs.
Oh,
hit my head on a round table.
What? Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Things are going south, gentlemen.
Yes, they are. Anyway.
You can't censor me.
No, I wouldn't censor you, Joe.
We would never
censor you.
You can't stop the signal, Mel.
No.
Everything goes somewhere, and I go everywhere, baby.
Well, you got your battery pack sitting right next to you. But anyway.
I just think it's funny. We're going to have a tanning filter on him.
Yeah.
And then with me, it's going to be like the freaking Paula Abdul video where everything's slimming. And then you're going to have like a funhouse thing to make you taller. It'll be great.
Awesome.
Actually, my slimming filter might make you taller. We might be all right. I'm so excited.
We'll work it all out.
Anyway, for the Freemasons podcast, I'm Right Worship Brother George Mudry signing off.
What do you mean we're done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, baby.
We're doing our outro here.
Yeah. Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you all for tuning in.
Oh, it's been fun, as always. Next week,
Brother Timothy. Get excited. And I just can't.